It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Thousands of people are stranded on two separate cruise ships due to the coronavirus. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Lisha Santarelli. Good morning. Major cruise ship operators like Carnival and Royal Caribbean are cancelling trips and implementing contingency plans after the coronavirus outbreak caused two luxury liners to be quarantined in Japan and now Hong Kong. The BBC's Danny Vincent has the latest.
A cruise ship with three mainland Chinese tourists who tested positive to the new coronavirus was forced to return to Hong Kong after dozens of crew members and passengers reported to feel unwell. The cruise ship, which travelled to Vietnam in January, was forced to return to Hong Kong after failing to gain permission to dock in Taiwan, its next port of call. Health professionals are carrying out medical checks on the 3,600 passengers and crew members on board. Cruise tourism has seen a surge in popularity across the region in recent years. In 2018, more than 4 million passengers are estimated to have taken part in a cruise in Asia. In Hong Kong, I'm the BBC's Danny Vincent for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. China's stimulus measures continue to lift Asian share markets. The Shanghai Composite and CSI 300 are both over 1% higher, while oil prices are back past $50 per barrel as the OPEC Plus oil cartel meets for a second day to discuss possible supply cuts. Now, Hong Kong's flagship airline, Cathay Pacific, has asked all of its 27,000 employees to take 3 weeks of unpaid leave over the coming months. Neil Hansford, chairman of Strategic Aviation Solutions, told me the struggling carrier could go out of business because of the virus.
This is going to be possibly the last nail for Cathay because they've been going through some restructuring, and the fact that they're asking their employees, all 27,000 of them, to voluntarily take 3 weeks without pay, that's a very major decision. And if people don't cooperate with it, I think you'll find they'll have major cash flows.
There have been quite a few comparisons to the SARS epidemic, which broke out 17 years ago. But how different is the situation now? Because as we've seen, the coronavirus is not as deadly as SARS, but the nature of the Chinese travel market has changed.
The reduction in travel has come much faster and is going to take longer to recover. So normality is not going to approach this market for some 4 to 5 months. And in that time, there'll be a lot of losses, not only in the airline industry, but in accommodation and all the related industries. So this is a major turning point for tourism in the Asian region.
So overall, what can airlines do to survive this?
The carriers that are going to survive are the ones that aren't trying to operate with low load factors. They're the ones who are cancelling the service. And what has been a symptom of Chinese travel is that the Chinese carriers have carried most of the Chinese passengers, so they are in a terrible position.
Neil Hansford, Chairman of Strategic Aviation Solutions in Port Stephens, Australia. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you.
The Gare du Nord in Paris is Europe's busiest railway station, with 700,000 passengers using it every day. The station is now set to get a major facelift, including office space and a big new shopping centre, completed in time for the 2024 Olympic Games. But as the BBC's Hugh Schofield reports, the redevelopment is already running into problems.
A few years ago, a prominent British businessman famously described the Gare du Nord as the squalor pit of Europe. Bit harsh, maybe, but it's only fair to say that the station does have a wretched reputation. It's grubby, it's crowded, and with that indefinable air of being not entirely safe. A place to get out of rather than hang around in.
The mayor of the local arrondissement, the 10th, Alexandre Cordoba, is the first to admit that the Gare du Nord has enormous problems, hemmed in by buildings on all sides, and the traffic is appalling. But for her, the proposed development will only make matters worse.
It's thousands of square meters of shops and restaurants, and inevitably it will generate tons of waste, plus more traffic, noise pollution, air pollution, night and day.
The promoters, an alliance of the SNCF and a big supermarket chain, say the opposition is exaggerated. They've taken great pains, they say, to ensure that the plan is as green as possible. But more to the point, rethinking railway stations and making them hubs of activity is actually a green concept, they argue, because it keeps onward travel in the city to a minimum. Here's Patrick Roper, until recently head of station development at the SNCF, speaking about their vision for the future.
Retrouver la place de la gare dans une ville.
If we are to fight against the congestion and the pollution, then we need to reconstruct our cities, focusing on the great mobility centers, which are our stations. Everywhere in the world, the city is being redesigned around these mobility centers, so that a maximum number of people can live in the city and get about on foot.
So not a railway station anymore, but a mobility centre. The Gare du Nord project is currently under review, but it's likely that an adapted version of the scheme will go ahead. If you're passing through, prepare for 5 years of building site.
Hugh Schofield in Paris. And that's it for today. In London, I'm Lisha Santarelli with a Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.